A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. Why did Peter, in Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 6, verse number 4, say that, but we give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word, as an answer to the complaints of the Hellenists, whose widows felt neglected in the daily distribution? Why would Peter not be concerned about administration, about ministering to the needs of the people under him, of his parishioners, so to speak? Because Peter knew that a major source of power, a major channel rather, of power is prayer and the ministry of the word. There can be no power generation, no power manifestation without prayer or the ministry of the word. And that is why I have always urged my parishioners to be wary and be careful of any man who is throwing his hands to show and do miracle or signs, quote and unquote, without the background of the word of God. The word of God must be taught, must be preached, because it is a conveyor of the power of God. And so prayer and the word of God combine to form a major channel of the flow of the power of God. The power of God flows through the word of God, and the word of God in the place of prayer is converted to power, to dunamis, the ability to make things work, the ability to make things happen. So prayer and the ministry of the word. You cannot joke with prayers this year or at any time in your life, dear listener. It is important for you to pray. And that's how the Bible says you should pray without ceasing. Jesus told a parable in Luke chapter number 18 from verse number 1, to the end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. It is important for you to always pray. It is a daily responsibility. It is a duty. You must see prayer as a duty. Prayer must be your lifestyle, a lifestyle of every believer and every person who will operate in power. Don't be a weak believer. Don't be a believer that will be dominated by the circumstances of life. Don't be a believer that will be dominated by demons. Don't be a believer that will be dominated by dreams, funny dreams here and there. You generate power, build power in the place of prayer, and devote yourself to the study of the word. Like I said, these virtues combined, they form a very powerful channel of the flow of power. The power of God is connected, inextricably for that matter, to the word of God. There can be no flow of God's power outside of God's word. The reason, therefore, dear believer, you must devote yourself to the study of the word of God and to prayer. Your profiting is in the word. And that was why Paul, the apostle, told his son Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 15. He said to him, meditate on these things and give yourself completely or only unto them, so that your profiting may appear to all. God told Joshua through the prophet Moses in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, that this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. It is important for you to make your way prosperous and to have good success, to devote yourself to the word of God, to meditate on the word of God day and night, and not allow the word to depart out of your mouth. Every day, feed your spirit man with the word. Don't let your spirit man be weak or be famished. Feed your spirit with the word of God. Feed your spirit with prayer. Connected to this is praying in the Holy Ghost. In Jude chapter 1, verse 20, the Bible says, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. When you stand to pray, inakutia le kakaroze vegediaga de gedebedo, e zozuza me ketoparia gedebe, meloto zuza pra katefetia baya, e de ketoko zuza, ekra ne gedebila, aruske beluta krama ande, le ketobronuze, me katua balabaya, Hallelujah. Ezopra leketuza, ekinta gelebetobra negediza, letozozobruna ketekesuza, ijabo sekenteli abada, epra negeduza, bakatoze, elebeto abalaboso sofrelegere, ekremigaluza, ekakoze predeyagadaba, enatosia debesha. In the name of Jesus, pray in the Holy Ghost every day of your life. What are you doing? You are building power, you are generating power, you are subduing the enemies, you are praying in an unknown tongue, your understanding is unfruitful, but in the spirit, you are speaking mysteries to God. When you pray in this manner, your enemies are confused and they scatter in various directions, and they are destroyed by the power of the living God. I encourage you to pray, generate power, build power in the place of prayer, in the place of the study of the Word of God. Give yourself a word project. This is the number of chapters that I must read in a day, and give yourself to this study. Be like Ezra. Ezra devoted himself to the study of the Word of God, to seek the law of the Lord, and to do these ordinances in Israel, and then to teach it. Study God's Word, and then do this word, and then teach this word. And that's why this exactly is what our aim is, that we have called our Bible study Ezra Project. After the order of the decision and the determination of Ezra, as we see in chapter 7 of Ezra and in verse number 10. And so build up yourself on your most holy faith as you pray in the Holy Ghost, as you pray all manners of prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and then as you study the Word of God, a major channel of the flow of God's power. And connected to this also, another channel of power is your knowledge. Knowledge empowers. Knowledge produces courage and boldness. In Daniel chapter number 11 and verse 32, the Bible says, the people that do know their God are the ones that will be strong and that will do exploit. Talking about strength, talking about power, the knowledge of God. Knowledge produces power. Knowledge produces boldness. You are bold when you know. When you don't know, you don't know. And if you don't know, you are weak, you are afraid, you are timid, you are not confident, and you are at the mercy of those who know or those who seem to know. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, it shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploit. Know your God. Have the knowledge of God. Have the knowledge of the purpose of God, the knowledge of the will of God, the knowledge of the word of God, the knowledge of the counsel and the plans of God for your life. You cannot excel without knowledge. You cannot succeed outside of knowledge. Knowledge builds power. Knowledge produces boldness and confidence and courage, which invariably produce power in a man's life. It is my prayer again that your life will be full of power to the praise of the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Another channel of power is the spoken word. You must be ready to speak the word of God all of the time. Your confession produces power. In Psalm 62 verse 11, the Bible says, once has God spoken, but twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God. You must keep speaking the word of God as you listen to the word of God. Not just read, listen, and then speak the word of God. You produce power in the place of hearing and in the place of speaking the word of God. We shall continue from this point tomorrow. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, this year 2024, create an insatiable appetite for your word and for your presence in my life. In the name of Jesus, let my appetite for prayer, your presence, and your word be changed, and let it become stronger. Let it become insatiable in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that Lord, you will create in me an insatiable appetite for your word. This year, let my appetite for your word be stronger and be insatiable in the name of Jesus. Let my appetite for your presence be stronger in the name of Jesus. Make me a man of prayers and a man of the word of God in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray and say, Father, let your word produce great profits in my life and in my destiny in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that your word will produce great profits in my life this year in the name of Jesus. Let me profit from your word and let this prophet appear to all in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray and say, Father, let me see the result of my prayers. When I see answers to prayers, it will encourage me to pray the more. Let my prayers be answered in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that as I bow my knees to pray, that answers will come. That while I am yet speaking, answers will come. That your name may be glorified. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray and say, Father, let my hearing of your word produce faith in me, and let my speaking of your word produce power in the name of Jesus. Father, this is my prayer, that my hearing of your word will produce faith in me, and that my speaking of your word will produce a power in the name of Jesus. Let your word, my hearing, produce faith, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. And Father, let my speaking of your word produce power, and let your name be glorified. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I pray that the Lord will create in you an insatiable appetite for his presence in the place of prayers and in the study of his word, that you will give yourself also continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. And I pray that the word of God will work wonders and produce great results, great profits in your life and in your destiny. I pray that your prayers will receive quick and speedy answer. God will hear you speedily. He will answer you quickly in the name of Jesus. That your speedy answer will encourage you to pray the more, that the name of the Lord will be glorified. And I pray that your hearing of the word will produce faith in you, and that your speaking of the word of God will produce power, that the name of the Lord will be honored and be adored in your life. You will be a man of power. You will operate in power, and your enemies will be subdued before you, and God's name will be glorified. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us at noon today at the Light Cathedral for our Moriah prayers. Join and let's pray. The Lord will hear and answer you in the precious name of Jesus. Time again is 12 noon and venue is the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join that prayer meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Do not forget to join again tonight for day 16 of our 30 days of power, 9 p.m. And the platform is on YouTube and Facebook, and the handle is at Yemi Graceman. Don't forget to share that link with your friends and with your contacts. God bless you as you do. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.